There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is very, very interesting. All right, sorry, I just had some chocolate. Oh, sorry, I know I'm supposed to be doing low carbs, but I really needed some chocolate. And boy, now I'm in a good mood. See, I got my little serotonin buzz. It's going to last for about maybe 10 seconds. Then all of a sudden, the serotonin buzz is going to go down. So enjoy the next 10 seconds. And I better be in a good mood for this next story. Ashley Madison, you know the website where people could have an affair? It was developing a What's Your Wife's Worth app that gave women on the site a certain rating and also a dollar value. Ashley Madison executives have planned an app that allowed men to rate each other's wives. Set to be called What's Your Wife's Worth, mock-ups of the app were leaked in emails from founder Noel Biderman and show a dollar amount next to women based on their rating out of 10. Screenshots of the app along with email exchanges discussing it in 2014 were leaked as part of more than 197,000 emails from Biderman's inbox released as part of a second dump of data from hackers last week. I got to tell you, these data dumps, didn't a cop commit suicide over this? This is some serious stuff. The dump followed the release of personal information of more than 33 million Ashley Madison accounts by the hackers known as Impact Team. By the way, they said there's only 3 zip codes in the United States that did not have an Ashley Madison user. Can you believe that? Its design, they say, seems similar to other apps that enable users to rate images of women and men based on looks. Wait, are you really? Oh my gosh, I would be like a 0.00001 out of 10. In June 2013, email, Noel Biderman, the chief executive of Avid Life Media, the site's parent company, offered feedback on the app. Choice should be post your wife and bid on someone's wife. I am not sure we should be asking for real names, rather, usernames. In a follow-up email, Brian Offenheim, ALM's Vice President of Creative and Design, submitted a mock-up of the app's design sign-up page. He goes, "This is really good," Biderman replied. The app was never completed. Biderman asked, "Whatever happened to our app?" In February 2014, a colleague replied that the app was horribly developed. An installation of the incomplete Android application was attached in the email, and ALM has offered a $380,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest of the hackers. I wonder why $380,000. I mean, I got to say $350,000 or $400,000. Why $380,000? Not too sure. The Ashley Madison, I'm sure it's in the emails. The Ashley Madison hackers released hundreds of emails linked to the man behind the infidelity site that seemed to reveal the CEO had multiple affairs despite claims that he stayed faithful to his wife. Well, obviously somebody got the idea. The emails sent to and from website founder Noel Biderman were exposed during the second dump of data stolen from the parent company, Toronto-based Avid Life Media. In a note accompanying the emails, which began in 2012 and seemed to detail his relationship with a Toronto student and 2 other women, hackers said, "Hey, Noel, you can admit it's real now." Okay, so, you know, okay, as a wife, you're sitting there looking at this going, all right, well, if, you know, my husband had put me on there, all right, what would he have thought? What would other people have thought? Okay, well, first of all, with pictures, okay, I mean, we all can put a good-looking picture up of ourselves. That's what's so nice about Facebook and Instagram and filters and Photoshop, so we could all look good. So my hope is that the husbands would have put pictures up where we looked really, really good. But, you know, what makes a good wife, okay? And what makes if this was to go into effect, because I'm interested in this. I know it's a non-issue, but, you know, what would make you wife-worthy? Well, in the olden days, it was you were able to be fertile, and you were able to make babies, okay? Although nowadays, I mean, you know, whenever we meet a man or, you know, whatever, you know, it's okay, you know, you're on birth control, right? You're not going to get pregnant. I find that so fascinating. Okay, in the olden days, you look for a woman and how they'd give birth. In fact, there's a study on the women body shape and what men prefer. Now they're saying rather than very, very kind of plumpy and voluptuous, men want skinny. We'll talk about that after the next break. But the, you know, now it's, you know, you're not going to get pregnant, are you? And so people are hooking up and they're finding spouses. We're talking about non-religious people, okay? And then they decide, you know what, I fell in love with you. Now I want to have a baby with you. And so what's good about that for women is if they don't look like they have birthing hips or they don't look like they are going to be ideal moms in the beginning, then they're not going, then at least they have a chance, right, getting married and finding a spouse. But then on the bad side, women that look like me, that had very prominent birthing hips and pelvis, wasn't really asked out a lot. I mean, I got hit on a lot, but not like the skinny babes. Skinny babes out there, they were, you know, and I'm using babes as a different word, okay? They're the ones that always got, you know, the guys and the boyfriends. Okay, me, I had to still struggle a little bit. So it's interesting, all right? All right, then what else makes a good wife? Okay, well, you want someone that gets along with your family. Because if your wife does not like your mother, you guys are screwed. Okay, because then your mother's mad. And Lord have mercy, you do not want your mother mad. Okay, then you want a woman who's not selfish. You want to know that she is going to take care of you and take care of the kids. If she looks like she's just all about her, that's not going to make a good wife. Also, I don't think a good wife is somebody who is going to spend all your money. If I was a guy, I would be like, you know, why do you think my husband married me? All right? I'll go to Target or Walmart any day over the expensive fancy shops. He's like, that's my woman right there. See? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. We know you guys have a lot of choices out there, and the fact that you pick my show is you don't really realize you have other choices out there. I really appreciate it. I really, really do. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. We also have GCN apps, Dr. Dahlia apps, a variety of ways you can listen to the show. A lot of you guys miss it, and you're like, oh, man, Dahlia taught us so much. And, you know, my friend Bob said I have to listen. Fine. Go to GCNLive.com. You can get all the podcasts. Or go to my website at DrDahlia.com. That links you also to where you can get the podcast. Okay. So when I drive, I will share my car sometimes with my husband, and I can't stand it because he seems to burn through a lot more gas than I do. And even though I have more gas in general than he does, he burns through more on my car. And I get very, very frustrated because when I see that the car is less than a quarter tank of gas. I get really, really nervous. I'm like, I don't know if that's the best thing for the car, etc. So I'm on my way to work. I'm in a hurry, and I go, okay, I got a TV interview, or I got to, you know, hustle across town, you know, and he's like, you're fine. When you have a quarter tank of gas, you easily have about 20-some miles left, etc. You're fine. And I go, well, how do I know it's 20 miles? I mean, I don't have time to map quest it, etc. And he goes, you're fine. Well, apparently we have a study out here now saying never drive with under a quarter tank of fuel or when you have your gas light. Apparently 827,000 of us ignore the light. And a survey carried out by an insurance firm revealed that a quarter of drivers believe that they could squeak out maybe an extra 40 miles. And then, surprise, surprise, we break down. 2 million drivers even admitted to driving with a warning light on almost permanently, mainly in the hope of finding cheaper fuel. That is another thing. I have to admit, that's another thing I have. I'm like, okay, here's a gas station. And then I'm like, wait a second, $3.59 a gallon? Oh, hell no. I'll go somewhere else. And so I'll do that too. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just wait because there's a place by my house. That kind of thing. All right? So why are people running out of gas? All right? Oh, by the way, they say men are the biggest culprits. Okay? Men on average think you got 30 miles left, 32 miles left. Women are more cautious, right, because we got the kids in the car. We don't want to break down. So we think maybe we only got about 24 miles left. 6 out of 10 drivers who run out are more male in nature. Okay? And it's a laughing matter, especially when you have to call AAA. All right? They say a driver should arguably involve being, well, let me say. The driving test, now they're talking about driving tests, and, you know, we should see who's going through their gas. Here's the problem. I guess with the way it works is it's like a float device, right? So it's not like it's an we think that everything is electronic, and it's not. So it's, I guess, a little floating bobble thing. So sorry about that. I'm having issues here, so I gotta pull it up. I'm trying to take a look at what this bobble thing looks like, but I guess they don't have a picture of it. So it's a little bobble thing, and then it tells you that once it reads that. But, you know, cars differ. And they say certain engines fare a little better, but if you run, let's say, on empty, you, as we all know, it could really just completely mess up the system. They said when you stop the fuel moving from the tank into the, I apologize, this I'm having major computer issues right now. When you stop the fuel from moving from the tank to the engine, a lot of times you need a mechanic to bleed the system, right? Like when you bleed a malfunctioning radiator at home, and you're stuck, okay? You know, when you run out of gas. Relying on fuel from the bottom of your tank, you risk clogging up your filters because that's more sedimenty and pumps, as it says here, with the sediment. So they say think of the bottom as 10% of a bottle of red wine. You usually don't want to drink what's at the bottle end of a bottle. Really? I've never drunk a whole bottle of wine. Is the bottom of a bottle of wine ucky? I mean, I know a bottle of soda in our house always has, you know, everybody's backwash down there, so I think I figured it out. Okay, so it costs you a lot of money. Try not to do that, all right? They say if you want to be fuel efficient, maintain a speed of around 40 to 50 miles per hour if it's legal. Avoid sudden braking and acceleration. Look at your rev counter and try to pick a gear that keeps the engine running between 2,000 and 3,000 RPM. I don't know if we have that with our car. I just try to drive the speed limit, and I make some California stops every now and then. And then I, try to sneak in between cars, pass them in lanes. So I'm revving. I'm going through my gas really, really fast. All right? But don't forget to make sure you always have a little bit of extra gas. All right, good. Are we done with that? I don't know. It's just it's hot outside, and I hate seeing people stuck. Okay, so colonoscopy times. The longer the colonoscopy time, they say the less risk of colon cancer. People that like to get super speedy colonoscopies probably aren't really saving themselves much in the long run, because they end up unfortunately getting stuff missed. Findings provide strong evidence to support current guidelines and how long colonoscopy should last. In a colonoscopy, what does the doctor do? Well, you after prep, right, because you got to clean out the colon, he uses this flexiscope, very, very thin. Mine didn't look that thin, but I guess considering a lot of scopes out there, I believe it's thin. Inserts this tube with a little camera into the colon. Once it's fully inserted, the tube is slowly withdrawn, enabling the doctor to carefully examine the lining of the colon or signs of cancer. So they go in as far as they can, and they, as far as they should, usually towards the right side of the colon. Okay, sometimes we can see the appendix, sometimes we don't. All right, and, you know, all of this is on camera, so they know they aren't shoving it anywhere that they shouldn't. All right, and so, make sure they're not perforating. And then they just slowly start to go backwards, okay, with the colon or with the scope. So a normal colonoscopy withdrawal time is supposed to be at least 6 minutes. Now, that's very interesting because colonoscopies could last anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. I'm surprised that the withdrawal time is 6 minutes. I would think the withdrawal time would be more like 15 to 20. In a normal colonoscopy, the doctor does not see any abnormalities or remove any tissue samples for biopsy. Obviously, if there's a biopsy, it would last longer. So researchers looked at 77,000 screening colonoscopies performed over 6 years by 51 gastroenterologists in a large practice in Minnesota. On average, colonoscopy withdrawal times lasted nearly 9 minutes, but about 10% of the doctors had individual averages of less than 6 minutes. Patients whose screenings were performed by doctors whose average colonoscopy withdrawal time lasted less than 6 minutes were twice as likely to develop colon cancer within 5 years as those whose doctors' colonoscopies withdrawal time averaged more than 6 minutes. We had a doctor in town who had done them very, very quickly. I had rotated with him as a medical student. He no longer practices. And when I had seen patients years later in my office, they said, yeah, Dr. So-and-so did my colonoscopy. I'm like, something's not right here. You have blood in the stool. We are redoing your colonoscopy. And unfortunately, we found 2 colon cancers in patients where they had a quote-unquote normal colonoscopy from this doctor who did it halfway. And like I said, he no longer practices. So, and I'm not saying you want the doctor to sit there and stall and, you know, talk about, I don't know, his wife or whatever. I mean, you want to make sure that it's, you know, it's being done. But it's because, again, they need to look thoroughly. You know, a lot of you guys kind of disagree with me on the colonoscopy every 5 years. All right, because a lot of places back east, et cetera, say 10 years. Even some doctors in my neck of the woods still say 10 years. But the problem is if anything got missed with that, you know, first colonoscopy run through, all right, if anything gets missed because you can't see 100% of all the nooks and crannies in there, then if you have a second one within that time frame, you have less of a chance of getting colon cancer. So that's why I always recommend every 5 years. That's just me. Okay, so what if somebody does go quickly, and is there ever a doctor reason for it? Well, absolutely. You know, if you are an unstable, I mean, I doubt you'd be unstable, they wouldn't do it. But let's say you're a heart patient. Let's say you're somebody where you would be more prone to having high blood pressure, so they don't want to mess with, you being under any longer than you have to. Then, you know, they may speed things up. Or if it's a recheck for something and they want to, but, you know, usually, you know, the procedure lasts anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, and, you know, they're usually up in there for about a good 15, 20 minutes in terms of the retrieval of it, okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a new cholesterol medication that's been approved by the FDA. Yee-haw! Woo-hoo! I don't know how expensive it is, but at least it's new. Maybe we'll be able to afford it 10 years from now when it finally goes generic. But Repatha, Evolocumab, has been approved by the U.S. FDA, the second non-statin drug in its class approved to treat high cholesterol. It is injectable. We talked about this a while back on the show. Among a new class called the PCSK9 inhibitors. It is for people who are unable to reduce levels of their LDL bad cholesterol with statin therapy and exercise. Low-density lipoprotein, commonly known as LDL, builds up in the blood from natural and food sources and is a leading cause of heart disease. About 1 in 4 deaths in the United States is linked to heart disease, making it the top cause of death among men and women. It kills about 610,000 people in the United States. It is an antibody that targets the PCSK protein, which inhibits the liver's ability to remove LDL from the blood. So you see how it's a double negative? All right, it's an antibody that fights the protein that stops the liver from removing LDL in the blood. So those of you guys that have genetically high LDL, and you're like, I don't know what the hell's going on, I'm eating vegetables all the time, it's your liver. It could be your liver not removing the LDL from the blood. Now, this isn't going to help everybody with their cholesterol problems, but this sure could help those, especially with genetic hyperlipidemia. The most common side effects, they say, include nasal and throat inflammation, upper respiratory infection, flu, back pain, and injection site reactions. Participants taking Repatha saw an average drop in LDL cholesterol of about 60% compared to those who took placebo, and the agency approved Praluent, alirocumab, which is a first approved drug in the same class of medications as Repatha. Repatha is marketed by Amgen, based in Thousand Oaks, California. I love Thousand Oaks. By the way, Thousand Oaks, I don't know if they still have it, but about 20 years ago, there was a Greek restaurant in was it near Thousand Oaks? Oh, I don't know. It was so good. Oh, my gosh. It appeared to be on the south side of the 101. So you had to get off and make a left. But I don't remember. I remember about 30-some years ago, almost. No, I remember 40 years ago, there was a Saul's and a Solly's. And I don't know which one had big knockwurst, and there were pickles on the table. You had big, huge dill pickles that you could eat while waiting for your food. That was in L.A. I don't really remember. And I remember it was right off the freeway. We would get off the freeway. It was either Saul's or Solly's. I forget. Anyway, yummy food. All right, it kind of stinks that we already have two we're already going to have competition. I mean, competition doesn't stink. I think competition's healthy. But now all it takes is one to get on all the insurance companies and the other to not, and they go down. But I'm so happy that these pharmaceutical companies came up with this. And it's injectable. We've talked about this drug type before on the show. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, a British woman who consumed 4 liters of Coca-Cola a day lost almost half their body weight after giving up Coca-Cola. Sarah Turner, 27 from Kingston in Birmingham, being reported by Fox News, shed 112 pounds and dropped 8 dress sizes after ditching sugar. She is a mom of 3. She says she still doesn't eat fruit and vegetables, but she was addicted to Coke. She could drink it all day and not think of the effect it had on the body. She uses the Slimming World Weight Loss Program. She says, I've always tried and had no energy to do anything, but now I can take my children out and run around the park with them. I have loads of energy. I love going out walking anywhere, whereas before I never did. I actually enjoy going clothes shopping because she can fit into normal clothes. She used to weigh 245 pounds and is now down to 126. She follows a diet which allows her to eat potatoes, baked beans, which is always good because it, you know, helps you poop, and protein-filled food. A spokesman for Coca-Cola Great Britain told Caters News that all of our drinks can be enjoyed as part of a balanced diet and lifestyle, noting the options of Diet Cola and Coca-Cola Zero. This has also been reported by the New York Post. See, here's the thing, though, okay? This is what bothers me, though, about a study or a report like this. I'm excited for her. I'm proud of her. I think this is awesome. But, you know, I could definitely stand to lose a few pounds, and I don't drink Coca-Cola. So I'm like, well, what the hell is wrong with me? Now, I understand I had a little bit of chocolate. I understand I had a whole chocolate bar. You know what? I think I figured it out. All right. But yeah, I rarely eat chocolate bars. I haven't had a chocolate bar now in 2 months. I just ate a whole chocolate bar. Okay, once every 2 months. Come on. 2 hours? No, I did not chocolate bar 2 hours. So, you know, you look at this going, great, I'll just stop Coke. But I don't drink Coke. Okay, how am I going to lose weight? All right, Diet Coke. I don't really drink a lot of Diet Coke. Right now, what am I having? I'm having it's called a Arnold Palmer Light. half and half iced tea lemonade. I'm reading it right now. Total fat, zero. Calories, 60. I don't have my glasses on. How much sugar? Sugar, 13 grams. I guess that's kind of high. And it's 99 cents. So, I mean, that's what I'm having. So, I'm frustrated that I can't lose weight. But good for her just stopping drinking Coke. Ah, good for her. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have our kids, and we have our grandkids. And the kids come up to us, especially when they're little tiny babies. And the kids will come up, they'll sit on your lap, or while they're on your lap, and they're, I don't know, 1.5, or they're 2.5, or they're 3 or 4, and they plant one on you. And they will kiss your nose, they'll kiss your eyelid, they'll kiss your mouth, and they love to plant one on you. All right, and they're little baby kids, and they're just so cute, they're little babies, you know, and, you know, with my kids, you know, when I was like, oh, you're going to school, oh, give mommy love, you know, and give mommy a kiss, and, you know, rather than, you know, if they, the cheek or whatever, some of them just go right up and boom, smack my mouth. And then they go running off, you know, and probably because, again, they see dad give me a peck, things like that, a kiss, peck. And, you know, and it's that just, I kiss baby on the mouth, okay? You know, we do that a lot. That's why, unfortunately, a lot of kids have, they get cold sores later. Like, why do I have cold sores? I never shared any drinks. Well, when you kissed mom or mom kissed you, you know, maybe you got it that way, or dad, or whatever. Okay, but it's something that people have done all the time, okay? Nothing mean, nothing whatever, sexual, nothing like that. Well, apparently, Dr. Charlotte Resnick, a American psychologist, said this can be confusing for a child because it is sexual. Dr. Charlotte Resnick, a child psychologist from California University, UCLA, warns parents that an innocent peck on the lips could be confusing for their child. Her comments were published back in 2010 when Hollywood star Harry Connick Jr. was pictured pecking his 8-year-old daughter on the lips and sparked a heated debate online after they went viral. They say you start kissing your kids on the lips, when do you start? But it's not a kiss. It's a quick little mommy peck. Or daddy peck, come on. As a child gets 4, 5, or 6, our sexual awareness comes about, and some kids have an awareness earlier, and when we notice they start masturbating at 2 or 3 sometimes, they just discover their private parts and it feels good. She says the kiss on the lips can be stimulating to them. No, come on. Even if that never occurs to a child, it is just too confusing. If mommy kisses daddy on the mouth and vice versa, what does that mean when a little girl or boy kisses my parent on the mouth? Now, you have other psychologists from, let's say here, Australia, Dr. Fiona Martin from Sydney Child Psychology saying, no, that's not the case. So here's the thing. When a baby comes up to you and the little kid comes up to you and they want to give you a nice big mum. You know what? I'm not going to tell the kid, no. You're going to give the kid a complex, pushing him away from a kiss. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good, Doc. How are you?
Excellent. Good. What's going on?
Well, you caught my attention once again. I actually listened to another show in the queue, and I'll click on your show sometimes by accident.
Yeah.
Life, and usually talking about something silly or funny and interesting at the same time. So you get me hooked.
I was going to
comment on the Ashley Madison thing, but it's funny you brought up the study about the kissing on the lips, because I just had this conversation with a group of guys last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we all thought that, yeah, we agreed with the study, except for one. And he said, you know, my family's done that, all of us, you know, my entire life. He said, I never felt funny about it until now. Now I feel like, you know, there's something wrong with us. And we don't, you know, we all agreed that if that's your family custom, then, you know, in that case, you know, you shouldn't feel funny. You know, I can see where, you know, some families would be like that. And, you know, I remember certain friends that I had growing up, but usually it's the minority of families that do that, and continue to do it, even into adulthood. You know, if you come for Christmas and your family visits your mom and dad, in my family, it's always a peck on the cheek. Usually it's not even direct
right.
contact. You know, you kind of touch cheeks and make a little sound, and I think I, for the most part, you know, have really even reduced that to just hugging, not for any particular reason. It's just quicker and simpler. And I guess some families are more affectionate than others. But, yeah, I think it could be confusing for a kid. And I'll tell you what, you brought up the cold sore thing, which is herpes, right? I'm correct
right.
in that.
Yeah, type 1 herpes, yeah. right. Yep.
And can it cause damage to person's system where they're more vulnerable to shingles later in life?
Good question. No. The chickenpox virus is the virus, the varicella. That's what comes out later mm. as shingles, but not the herpes 1 virus. But, you know, I love the fact that you brought up fake kissing. I come from a family. My parents, we weren't very touchy. We hardly kissed, hardly hugged. So even when we see each other, it's a hug, but we're not very physical. I come from a family like that. But when we talk about little kids, I look at this as a completely different way. My kids, you know, when you have a little baby or a little grandbaby or whatever, you go up, you're like, oh, I'm going to kiss the feet, I'm going to kiss the tummy or whatever. But it's where, how I look at it, it's the other way. It's the little kid initiating it. These little kids will grab daddy's shirt or grab mommy and lean down or come over and want to give a mwah on mommy or daddy's mouth area. And sometimes they miss, sometimes they don't. I don't want parents pushing the kid away, making it like, oh no, you did something so bad because it's a sexual thing, and you know, traumatizing the kid that way. Wherever my kid wants to give me a kiss, I mean, that's appropriate. You know, if they want to kiss my hand, if they want to kiss my shoulder, if they're, you know what I mean, if they want to kiss the top of my head, and we're talking little babies, little kids, 3-year-olds, 4-year-old, I'm not going to push them away. What I don't want is you have everybody being so afraid that they're going to be accused of child abuse that they're being very, very cold with their, you know, like for example, Tom, I don't know how you potty trained your kid, but I was taught by all the moms in the neighborhood, you know, let your kid run around without a diaper. He will not want to soil himself, and within hours, the kid's going to be potty trained. Well, I did that with my first, and they were right. So I let him run around. I let him run around without a diaper, and it worked. Nowadays, people would say, oh, you did what? You know?
You know what? It's really funny you brought that up because my ex-wife used to keep my son in diapers all the time to the point where he was red like a Christmas light. And mm-hmm. I would tell her, look, all the ointment in the world is not going to take care of this problem. You need to take that diaper off, leave the ointment off, and let it run and air out a little bit. And you
exactly.
know, we got divorced. It came up in the divorce papers when we had the custody hearing, and my lawyer said, what is this? She's saying that you practiced airing out with your son. I said,
oh,
you see, I don't know what that means. Well, we had to get clarification from the other attorney, and they were using it to say that is inappropriate parenting, to the point of, like they were making it to seem like it was a weird, perverted kind of thing. I mean, that's how things can get twisted like that. And
right.
the funny thing was, you know, it was only when he had that that horrible rash from being wrapped up so tight in that diaper, it was probably, I could count on one hand, maybe two hands, maybe a dozen times tops when I said, look, you got to let this job air right. out a little bit.
And, yeah, exactly. And which is more abusive?
I didn't remember.
Right. Which is more abusive? But, having your kid be chronically inflamed down there and you know, swaddling a wound that could fester and become infected because these diaper rashes can sometimes be so bad that the skin tear, isn't that more abusive than you letting the diaper come off and the kid just run around, you know, until they, you know, and air out? And I know, it's ridiculous.
Of course, I don't think she was that deluded. I think she was just that wicked. And a custody trial, you know, people will do, certain people will do almost anything. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd share that with other people who might be listening. Not to say don't do it. Listen, you do what's in the best interest of your child. I wasn't going to let him suffer because you're right. You know, exactly the opposite was true. The poor parenting was keeping a child wrapped up like that and just being too ignorant to realize that that's not going to clear up this horrible rash. I mean, he was almost bleeding at one point. But,
and it happens.
As far as the mouth kissing, I do think at a certain age, and I think you mentioned 5 or 6, and I think that's probably appropriate. You know, like with my son, I don't remember ever having him do like you were saying some of the kids do. I know I had a talk with him when I think he was probably 5, and I was kissing him goodbye for school, and I was like kissing him on the head, and he asked me about it, and I said, well, you know, dads, you know, don't kiss, you know, the kids like mom does.
Right.
And it's different. And so he was, I think it's natural for the kids to be more affectionate with the mom than the dad in that regard. But I was really repeating, you know, what was done with me growing up. So I think that's what we do. And, you know, so we pattern what we're taught. And, you know, I think from what I've seen that that's pretty much the case. I don't see friends of mine kissing their kids. Now, I don't have a daughter. I don't know. I think I would do the same if I had a daughter. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's more, you don't want the kids to get a complex if they want to, and a good way to transition it too, if you do have a type of kid, cause as a kid, I was kissing everybody, and I think that's what happened in my family. I would go up to a stranger and want to kiss them. And probably because I learned that on Sesame Street, where Grover would kiss people or whatever. And so my parents, they went the complete opposite, where no kissing, no touching, nothing. And so, well, a good way to transition if you're kid is a mouth kisser, comes up to you and plants one on the face, go when they're not in a kissy mood, they're like, oh, you know what, I want a kiss, but I want a big juicy kiss on my cheek, come over here and give a kiss on the cheek. And so rather than in the middle of the process stopping them and making them feel bad, you go, no, you start them before, preemptively. Tom, thanks for calling in, looks like we gotta go. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down, take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further.
Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.